Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:12. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Just really quickly, I wanted to tell you guys that the guy that everything happens to in my life, this guy Joe, he's been hit by cars twice. He hit a deer and tumbled down a hill. He's a bicyclist, or was for years, like a bike, I don't know what you call that, a bike racer guy. One of those road bike guys. They've been planning this trip for years. Like, they've been talking about hiking the
Joe
Pacific.
And your husband.
Joe and my husband have been talking about hiking the Pacific Crest Trail in segments. Like, for years. I thought, that'll never happen.
They just had a meeting to discuss
they did.
Who was going to carry what.
So they went on Tuesday night. They had this meeting and figured all this stuff out. And then they went on a 10-mile hike because they've been hiking, doing pretty large
warm-ups.
Hikes. Yeah. So they, you know, for the last couple months, one or two times a week, they go on a pretty significant hike. And they're breaking in their shoes and figuring out all their stuff. So apparently on Tuesday night, at the end of the hike, Joe said to John, I had a kind of a funny pain in my foot. Ooh. But John thought nothing of it, and Joe minimized it. So yesterday we get a call from Joe, and Joe's like, I have plantar fasciitis in my left foot. He'd had it years ago in his right foot. He used to wear a boot. He has to wear a boot for a while, and he, you know, had this whole thing. And so yesterday, and I can hear, and John, first I thought somebody died. Because John's like, John goes, what? Oh, no. Oh.
Well, John's still going to go, right?
I don't think he's going to go by himself. No, I mean, they were going to split the load and had this whole thing worked out. Plus, it's their dream. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Because as I was, you know, in the middle of figuring out the graduation thing last night, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry about your trip. He goes, well, it's not canceled yet. I'm like, okay.
Kind
yes, Vinny, your
kind
hand
of is.
Do you think Joe can go to the dentist? Maybe it's his teeth.
Maybe. I think he needs to get that checked. An emergency surgery tomorrow. We'll probably have him ready to take off on Saturday.
He should fly to Del Mar. And where's San Diego?
San Diego.
Where
San Diego.
In somewhere yeah. in San Diego.
Oh, they're already going to San Diego. That's where they're
going
to fly. That's where they're going to leave for their,
yeah,
leave for their trip. Oh, my God, this is great.
Get it done.
Just get that tooth foot fixed, whatever's wrong, and the plantar fasciitis will go away. That makes perfect sense. So anyway, that's
it. Yeah,
I know. It's a super bummer. It's in limbo now. So
what's not a cure, but what's the fix?
Waiting.
Or is there?
It's time.
Is it just time?
Plantar fasciitis is a you're off your feet.
Yeah. Mm. It's intensely painful.
Yikes.
Stop running.
Stop walking.
Right now.
Just like rest that foot as much as you can. And, you know, this whole boot situation.
Mm.
I don't know exactly. Did you have that?
No.
You had something else.
I don't know. It didn't. We don't know. And I ended up going to that physical therapy for a while, and the lady kept trying all these different things. And at a certain point, I'm like, you're wasting my time.
Right. Mm. Do your feet still hurt when you walk around?
Well, it's like I said, from the very beginning, it hurts in the morning when I get up. They're sore, like I'd been doing something to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they loosen up and get good. So
they're fine.
Whatever. She couldn't pinpoint it, and I don't have time to go to appointments if you don't know what you're looking at.
We're not just going to poke around.
Well, she just tried a bunch of different stuff. Well, let me try this thing there's like this pounding thing on my.
Oh.
And it just made me laugh, but it actually hurt. And I don't know, just a bunch of different stuff that she tried.
Hey, you're so ticklish. Like, getting your feet handled must have been torture for you.
I give her credit for trying, but she didn't know. And she's like, well, next week. And I just finally went, there's no, I can't do this anymore, man. Forget it.
It hadn't changed a thing about
No, nothing. Felt great, but I'm not going to.
Right.
So anyway,
yeah.
He's going to have to just sit that one out. And I didn't have plantar fasciitis, if that was the question.
Yeah, I didn't.
So that wasn't the issue.
I thought that was I remember that getting talked about. But anyway.
Yeah, I think Vinny thought that he might have had that.
As I was trying to self-diagnose, I thought it might be that.
Right. And that, I think, I want to say that's like a wart that grows up into your foot or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
There's
but it
a, there's a plant. There's a plantar wart, I think.
Oh, is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Plantar wart.
I don't think there's a plantar. There's a wart involved with plantar fasciitis at all. That has to do with the tendon under your feet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's why you wore a boot to keep that flexed. Anyway.
He's not going.
Yeah, well, I mean, right.
No.
Put that stuff in the attic.
I know.
It's not
well,
happening.
Well, just plan, you know, set it for 6 months from now or something. I don't know what you got to do, but don't push it.
It says inflamed tissue runs across the bottom of the foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Symptoms include stabbing pain near the heel.
Oh.
Stabbing pain.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds like my gout. It sucks.
You poor thing.
It's more like hammering pain, like somebody's hammering.
Dude, we're on a roll today.
Yeah. I know. What a day.
Death and pain.
Good morning. Have a cup of coffee and smile.
Yeah. Thanks for being here with us. Misery loves company.
Jesus Christ.
This is the old show.
Yeah, it's getting there, man. You know, they say that, like, old people, all they ever talk about is, like, all the things that ail them. I was like, I'll never be that person.
Well, that's
turns
real
out,
life, you know?
Kidding?
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like every time I go to lunch with the girlfriends, that's what we are talking about is our health.
Oh, you know what I've been talking about with my
teeth
girlfriends
falling
lately?
Out.
God.
Exactly.
Stop. Let's stop. What's the story? Tell me a story.
All right.
Hot flashes and teeth falling out.
Come on.
Story of my life. Our pets are
hot. I'm begging you. Tell me something about the trash. Let's talk about Survivor.
You guys should talk about that.
I'm going to talk about it a little later. I've got some stuff. There's a we're getting some video for some audio for it. The one thing that I gave you earlier.
Oh, you gave me like six things though.
Well, the one thing about Survivor.
Oh, okay. I got that already.
Yeah. Netflix is not going to get old. They just refuse to. They're super creative. Good for them. Netflix, thank you for everything. You've really changed a lot of stuff about the world. And so now they're going to change some other stuff. They are going to be, we'd already heard that they were launching a Stranger Things game. So they're getting into games and they're getting in big.
On Netflix.
Well, I don't believe that that is where you play it.
Oh, okay.
But
it will be produced by them.
Yes. So they're going to have a whole, or Got maybe it. They already do have a whole division about games. So they're going to be at something called the annual E3 video game industry trade event. I don't know about E3, mm-hmm. but then again, I'm not in games, so I, you know. Now we know about it because of Netflix. It seems they are going to bring a panel to the E3 Coliseum program that'll be called Bringing Your Favorite Shows to Life, Developing Netflix Originals into Video Games. So they're you know, it's a creative company, and they were certainly at the forefront of let's, you know, not only stream all this material, but come up with our own shows and be our own channel, basically.
Well, your show is your marketing for your game, right?
Right. Absolutely. There's a show called, or a film that they did called Bandersnatch. Hot. And it was like a choose your own ending book. Do you remember those when you were a kid? You'd read, and at the end of each chapter, there would be, you know, if this character does this, turn to this page. If this character does this, turn
to this
page.
Choose your own ending.
Well, they did that with this movie, and that was their first interactive thing where, you know, as the viewer, you got to decide which way the story went. And they see more of that happening. But the game thing. Let's see, Netflix, they're keeping things pretty close to the vest as to what else is in development. We know that Stranger Things is happening. And they're basically saying it's heartening to see Netflix experiment to this degree. It's reflective of a company not standing still and trying to anticipate where fresh opportunities exist. They're pushing deeper into movies. They've launched a partnership with Sirius to bring content to the radio.
Oh, wow.
And video games are apparently the territory where they're going to put their original content flag next. And basically they're saying here, Netflix is a leader. And by the time the competition catches up to them in the world of video games, they'll undoubtedly have moved on to whatever their next thing is going
to
be.
I've never listened to it, but I think what they're doing on the radio is playing all of the comedy shows that they've paid mega bucks to comedians.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
They own the content once mm-hmm. they've paid that performer, and now they can. They're finding other ways to air
right.
it.
And, you know, that makes perfect sense. They actually have, you know, there's the big ones that we watch, but there are hundreds of hours of, mm-hmm. of comedic content, just stand-up acts and, mm-hmm. and specials that people have done to the point where I'm sure they have a month solid worth of non-repeat stuff.
Programming, yeah.
And the whole on-demand nature of it, I wonder if you'll be able to select something that you want to listen, rather than just listen to a station that was filled with comedy, if there would be some way for you to choose what you got to listen to if serious. I don't know if they have that kind of capability, but and I suppose even if they made it available as a podcast, then certainly that would be on demand. So anyway, congratulations Netflix, good for you. That's, you know, way
more
to
money.
Yep. Tonight on TV, the 1 hour series finale of The Big Bang Theory. Mm. This is everywhere. After 12 seasons.
What time is it, 8?
8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, that's happening. The second season finale of Young Sheldon's at 9. Mm. And then there's a farewell show. It's called Unraveling the Mystery of Big Bang Farewell. And that airs right after Young Sheldon at 9:30. Johnny Galecki and Kaley Cuoco lead a behind-the-scenes retrospective of The Big Bang Theory and share their personal memories from the past 12 years.
I'm going to have to record that stuff.
The upfronts have been all this week. I'm going to do the CBS ones today. I think this is the last of. I mean, if we get
I feel
CW
like we went
stuff,
all the networks,
right? I think
yeah.
all the big networks have yeah. done their thing. So quickly, they have 8 new shows that are coming up for the upcoming TV season: 4 dramas, 4 comedies. If you don't have enough legal shows, I know how you like the legal show. There's something called All Rise. It's a legal drama about the, quote, chaotic, hopeful, and sometimes absurd lives of judges, prosecutors, and public defenders.
Is it a comedy?
No. It sounds like a drama. But it sounds like it's going to be soap opera-esque. A lot, you know, a lot of it will be about these particular characters.
Wait, who's starring in that?
They're not saying who.
Because Gina Yashere, mm-hmm. the comedian
the lady
that came
that was
through
in here?
Here?
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram. Uh-huh. And I've found her, I've become a fan through her Instagram more than anything else. Well, actually, because we met her and
right.
I found her delightful.
She was great. You guys bonded.
But she's got a show coming out, and I don't know what the name of it is, but
it's
it might
not
be.
Not this one. I'm looking at the cast. Names I've never heard of. Simone Mizik, Wilson Bethel, Jessica Camacho.
No, I've never heard of
Mark Helgenberger
people.
Is the only one I've actually heard of.
She's great. I like her.
Yeah, but I don't see Gina Yashere in here.
Yashere.
Hooray.
See if you can find out what her new show is.
Okay.
There's a comedy called Bob Hart's Abishola. It's about a man who suffers a heart attack and falls in love with his nurse, a Nigerian immigrant named Abishola. There's actually a heart in the title. They want it pronounced Bob Hart's Abishola. It stars Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly.
Oh, I love him. Big guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he the main dude?
He's great, yeah.
There's a sitcom called Broke, and this is the one with Polly Perrette in it.
Oh, from NCIS.
She was on NCIS forever. She's like the little goth chick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, she got off the show. Didn't something happen to her?
She had a homeless person jump up on her and like try to stab her or something like that.
Yeah.
She also said that she got, you know, her hair is black.
Yeah.
And that she got some kind of poisoning. From all the dye.
Oh my God.
That they made her put on because Abby's hair had to be black with ponytails.
Yeah.
And so that's what I know about her. Gina Yashere, though, Vinny, I'm not seeing. Westworld TV series.
Oh, she's on Westworld?
Mm. You know what? That's just one episode, it looks like.
So the sitcom is called Broke. It's
CBS
about.
CBS First Look. All Rise? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
I think she's in All Rise.
Oh, then she's not named in the cast. At least the first 7 primaries.
So the one with Polly Perrette mm-hmm. is called Broke.
Okay.
It's about a, quote, outrageously wealthy trust fund baby who's suddenly cut off by his daddy. So he and his wife move into the house of her estranged sister, who's played by Polly Perrette.
Ah.
Mm.
There's something called Carol's Second Act. Mm-hmm. Man, Patricia Heaton.
Ooh, I love her.
Oh, do you?
You do?
Yes. Everybody Loves Raymond is where I first knew her.
And then there was another show.
She was on another show with Kelsey Grammer that didn't last for very long.
Right.
But yeah, she's seems like a lovely person.
So she is a sitcom. She's playing a mom who retires from teaching after raising her two children and then decides to launch a late in life career as a doctor, which seems totally realistic. There's a drama called Evil. It's a clinical psychologist and skeptic who teams up with a priest in training and a carpenter to investigate paranormal phenomena, miracles, and demonic possessions. There's a spinoff of FBI. Is anyone watching FBI?
Uh-uh.
It's called FBI Most Wanted. In this one, they'll track down criminals on the most wanted list. So the title tells us what's going on. There's a drama called Tommy, which stars Edie Falco, Carmella, Soprano.
Yes.
She'll be a New York cop who moves to Southern California to become the LAPD's first female chief of police. That sounds interesting. And a comedy called Unicorn about a recently widowed father of two daughters who, quote, navigates both the dating world and the parenting world with the help of a tight-knit group of friends and family.
Looks like she is on a show called Bob Hart Abishola.
Oh, I just told you about that one.
The one you just said.
You must have been looking up the other thing when I was talking about
I'm trying to find her. Yeah. So that's, it looks like she's...
Is she Abishola?
I can't say.
It's a comedy.
Turned my head away from our show long enough to get an answer, but it looks like Bob Hart Abishola.
Bob Hart Abishola. It's about a man who suffers a heart attack and falls in love with his nurse, a Nigerian immigrant named Abishola.
That must be her.
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, neat.
And she's a writer, and it's a Chuck Lorre show.
Oh, which is going to be a success.
She's a producer, a writer, an actor on the show, and it's a Chuck Lorre production.
Cha-ching,
that's funny.
Cha-ching.
So it could be
good for
a
Gina
really
Yasharay.
Big score.
Mainstream.
What's coming up in the news?
Free beer.
Oh.
After these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, it's Thursday. Don't be fooled by the somewhat pleasant stuff that's happening right now with this day. It's about to start raining and rain and rain and rain and rain. Yay. Due to overwhelming demand, the Jonas Brothers have added a second Bay Area show. Oh my God, you guys. You still have a chance to see them. All this week, we've got your chance to score tickets to the December 12th show at Oracle Arena. Right now, we'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets for the show. Lexi has another pair at 11:30, and at about 4:30, Jane has another pair as well. So lots of chances to win. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. If you want Jonas Brothers tickets, call now.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I cut off your...
Well, I just wanted that one part right. Never mind, sorry.
May I?
Sure.
What's
up? All you, Vinny.
It's all you. Go ahead.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Tahoe Blue Vodka Party that Yuzette and Bryn went to yesterday.
What a great party.
How was that party?
It
Tell
was
us all about
not
it.
A Giants game, that's for sure.
Oh, did it get rained out?
It didn't, but it was raining. Our seats were, I think,
our seats
area.
Were not covered.
Oh. Yes, so.
So you decided to go to lunch and just drink Tahoe Blue Vodka and stuff?
You mean you guys didn't have a box?
We did not have a box. Sorry.
I think it's postponed, though. We're going to do it again.
Yeah, we're going to do it again.
And so you guys didn't hook up at all?
No. The Giants game's postponed, but we had lunch with a beautiful Monica.
Monica.
She was educating us on urban language.
Oh, did you guys learn all the hip new terms?
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
This is about Tahoe Blue Vodka, the sponsor of our news. How is it?
Tahoe Blue Vodka is amazing. Mm. Distilled here in the Bay Area, but made with Tahoe Blue water.
All right.
Delicious.
Have some. You'll love it.
You will love it.
Here's what's happening. The Sharks won last night in overtime, everyone. They're up 2-1 in the series, and next play...
Yay.
Tomorrow,
go Sharks
in St. Louis, 5 p.m. The Warriors play tonight at home, 6 o'clock tip time. Go Warriors!
Warriors!
It looks like Georgetown University in D.C. is the latest school caught up in the Varsity Blues scandal.
A lot of just like prestigious schools.
They're expelling two students linked to the admissions scandal involving the school's ex-tennis coach. Mm. They have withheld the students' identities so far.
That's good.
But the former coach has pleaded not guilty to accepting $2.7 million in bribes.
Oh, not guilty.
To designate at least 12 applicants as tennis recruits, whether or not they played the sport.
Wow. Nothing is ongoing.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
On Monday morning,
yes,
someone stole a van from the Unknown Brewing Company in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Unknown Brewing Company. Okay.
So they posted a picture of the van on Twitter and asked for help, and they offered free beer for anyone who helps us find our van.
Oh.
They said specifically, a keg party on us.
Oh, so you tell us where that van is. You spot it, let us know, and we'll throw a keg party at your house.
The van was found in 42 minutes.
Oh, my God.
42,
that
everyone.
That's really, you know, that's what it is. We need to motivate
free beer.
People to... So was it the people who stole it?
I don't, it doesn't, they say a woman spotted, a woman named Caroline spotted it on the street and let the brewery know and called the cops.
Oh. And Caroline's
going
to have
they found the van and the cops are trying to track down the thieves, but Caroline will be getting her free beer party.
Oh, that is amazing. The Unknown Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Into the
they
unknown.
They are now known.
Yeah,
and is this a PR stunt?
Yes. Hmm. It is. It's great, though.
All right.
It's genius.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't trust anything
people
anymore.
People work every angle.
So many things. Like, I used to just buy stuff, you know? People say, this happened. Oh, my God, that's amazing. And then it turns out, time after time, it's just someone's great idea for a PR stunt. You know, what are we going to do, though? We still have to report the stuff.
There's those of us who sit there and let the world wash over us.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are like, you know what we should do?
We should stand up in the waves. Make some waves of our own.
Uber's IPO didn't go well, although, you know, the market's it's a troubled time for the market.
It's a weird time right
now. Some negotiations going on with China and more happening that are making waves. Mm. Speaking of waves, there's the market. Don't look at your 401k, everyone. It's
you shouldn't look at it all the time anyways. That's a long-term thing.
Well, I like to look every day, but everybody's got their own ideas.
Sure, that's true.
Anyway, it looks like 2 days ago, Uber rolled out a new quiet mode.
Oh, this is awesome.
And if you pick it, it means your driver won't talk to you.
Well, it means you've stated your preference. Some people, you can't shut up. There's no question.
You'll have to pay for it, though. It's only available in Uber Black and Black SUV rides.
Oh.
So when you do cheap Uber X or Uber Pool, you'll still be at risk of being talked to.
Yeah.
That seems so rude.
It's not rude. It's just telling your preferences. I'm in quiet mode. It's, you know, the thing is, it's very difficult to say to someone, I prefer not to talk. But if you could just put that as your preference, then they'll see it. And if they're courteous, it's not a statement on them.
Here's a suggestion for you.
This is a stranger.
You don't want to talk to people. Get a car.
Yeah.
Drive yourself places. In this situation, you are actually, you are hiring someone to drive you.
Right.
That's
what I'm hiring them to do. I should be able to state my preference that I don't want to be chatty. I don't want you to ask me questions about myself. I want to sit here and think my thoughts. Maybe I'm bereaved. You don't know.
Maybe I'm going
to a funeral.
But what I know of the hours that people put in as taxi drivers and Uber drivers, they need you to talk to them.
That's not my problem.
No.
Well, it is if you're going to hire them because once again,
yes, it turns out it is on
the regular Uber rides. You got to go Uber Black if you want the,
which is twice as much as regular Uber.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
Quiet, please.
Most people don't want to go to a sex store. They don't.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to be at the cash register with a double dong and the gray canistered fleshlight and the reggae colored nipple clamps.
Well, you would know.
And you put all this on the counter and you know, it's then the person looks at you like, nipple clamps, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you work here.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
Yeah. They're and probably yet, not judging you, but
oh, they are.
Are they? Aren't they like, boy, this person's tame?
Anyway,
I've seen some stuff.
People will do anything not to have to go to the store and interact with the salesperson at the, I don't know, Cupid's Corner.
Oh, is that the name of your local place?
I don't know. I'm just trying to. This is all riffing.
What was the name of the place?
I think it was called Cupid's Corner.
Okay.
All right, what do we have here? The Good Vibration?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good Vibration.
I'm talking about the one that was in San Jose by my, anyway.
By Were your old you? House?
Yeah.
Isn't there one in Santa Cruz on that main street?
Yeah, you just popped in there the other day.
That's
while
not the one I
was
thinking
was...
of, though, and I don't have any idea what the name of that place is. But the one I was never, doesn't matter.
The Love Depot.
There's a 25-year-old guy named Brody Fuchs.
Oh.
This story out of South Dakota. He was arrested last month for stealing more than $500 worth of adult toys from a couple's home over the course of several years.
Oh, my God.
I preface this story with my story about how it's embarrassing to buy stuff because I'm assuming he's going to great lengths.
Yeah.
To avoid having to get this stuff for himself from an actual store.
Are these people he knows? And so he knows that they have toys and they talk about the toys at parties. He's like, I got to go get that toy. And
the couple's toys
from them.
Kept vanishing and they kept replacing them. And they finally installed some security cameras last month and caught this guy in the act.
Mm. The whole vanishing sex toy thing, that would put me on red alert. Like those things, I know exactly where they are.
Unless you have kids.
Yep.
I guess.
If you had kids, you might be like, oh, man, how do I bring this up?
Mm-hmm. Well.
The kids are stealing the dildos.
Don't steal the dildos, kids.
Stop it.
But, you know, I mean, I guess that's what you think. Like, and your poor kids are like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know you had those things. I know way too much about you now.
I don't know what a D is.
Your kids walk in as you're tearing their room apart looking for mom's double dildo.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Anyway, they installed some security cameras last month and caught Brody in the act.
Okay. Well, justice has now been served.
It's not clear if the couple knew him or not, but he's been charged with felony burglary and possession of stolen property.
It feels like how could, you know, so unless he hit the jackpot at what he's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to check in the bedside tables for the for the sex. And he's like, oh, this is a treasure trove. You know, and then he just keeps hitting that place. So was he using them? He wasn't. There's no market for resale sex toys, is there?
There's a market for everything.
I'm assuming he was using them himself.
Right.
But that's, again, I had this picture in my mind of someone who just was afraid to go into the store and buy them for themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'd rather break into someone's house and steal them than go in there and be judged by the teenager behind the counter.
Or maybe it's I remember I've known people in my life who are like, I don't buy pot. I mean, I'll smoke it if it's there, but I would never buy it. You know those people?
Mm-hmm. Hotline.
Mm. Like, if you like it, why wouldn't you buy it?
Right.
What kind of thing is that? Or even the cigarette smoke. Right. I don't buy cigarettes. I'm not a smoker. Hey, can I bum a grid off you?
Mm-hmm.
I smoke when I drink.
Right. I smoke all your cigarettes.
Maybe that's
it. Now they're $10 a pack.
Did you know that?
No, you told me
a couple
weeks ago.
I still look all the time when I'm in the store. What am I brand? Over $10.
I'm so glad I don't smoke anymore.
One pack.
It's unbelievable.
I'm so glad you don't smoke anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much money.
Well.
Like the things I smoke are like, or vape or whatever it is. They're the equivalent of about $1.50 a piece and they last the whole day. So yeah, I'm still spending money, but not $10 a day. That's prohibitive. Mm-hmm. Jesus. It's a good time to quit.
People need the smoke, though, Sarah.
Listen, believe me, I know. I am nicotine's bitch. Don't do it, kids. You don't want to be anybody's bitch.
Yeah, don't start. That's the way.
All right.
a new survey asked people, you're actually creating a need for something.
Yeah, you're creating a lifelong problem for yourself. Even if you do successfully quit, you are still just, you're a little addict.
Well, it's that you hear someone go, oh, I love that first cigarette. Of course you do, because you're addicted and the nicotine makes you feel better. You're binging.
I've satisfied the need, the craving that my body has
right
now.
A new survey asked people to name the top inventions from the past 25 years.
Well, the iPhone.
Wi-Fi makes the... Oh, darn it. That was number one.
That's okay. Wi-Fi is great.
Tablet devices come in at 10. Contactless payment.
Oh, that's nice.
Where you hover your credit card or phone over the machine instead of swiping.
Yeah, I like that.
Flat screen TVs. GPS should be way higher on the list.
That's
well,
good.
Actually...
Yeah.
Stem cell technology beats it. You got to go
that
with that,
pretty
right?
Good, right?
Online shopping platforms like Amazon comes in at 5.
So great.
Online search engines, Google.
Yeah.
Online banking, smartphones, and then Wi-Fi was at the top of the list. They say the internet doesn't qualify because it's over 25 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Even though no one was really using it at that point.
That's true.
It is incredible. Just the last, what's happened in the last 25 years.
Agreed.
And I'm just so excited for what's going to happen in the next 25 years.
It'll be interesting to see if there's still a lot of progress to be made. I know people who grew up, old people now, let's say a person in their 80s, they got to see an incredible change.
Well, there wasn't even TV.
From the 50s to now or whatever.
Right. Incredible.
They've seen it all.
Yep. And it's just insane, the leaps forward. Even just since, like, the iPhone came out, what, 05, 06, something like that? I mean, it's just, it's insane what we can do. Just radio itself. When we first got here, like, there were a few blogs, like celebrity blogs, or you could get like, the AP feed or the Reuters feed. But I had 15... magazine subscriptions, and every week they'd come to my house, and remember cutting those up.
We cut them up, yeah.
You'd have to search for stuff, and you'd write. I'd have a notebook with me at
all
times.
We had all the newspapers coming.
Oh my god,
yeah,
it was just incredible. Now it's just like, look that up. Boom, top news stories of the day.
For the record, I missed.
I know you do.
Physical.
No, you could buy it.
Yeah, I do. On my pad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Don't text us at 800-400-3697.
Why don't text us?
Because you could crash your car.
Oh, no, don't text and drive.
You crazy loon.
Please do text us, but pull over or wait till you get to work to respond.
Whatever.
Not whatever, Ben. Bala Kinwood's going to be very upset with you.
My plantar fasciitis was cured by wearing a custom orthotics for a few weeks. It was weird wearing those, but amazingly helpful.
Mm. Wow. Maybe he can get a custom orthotic and still go on his 109-mile trek.
I bet not.
I know, that's
that
not
seems
happening.
Like you're asking for trouble.
Right. Well, it seems like you're asking for a pickup midway through day one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
650 says, you didn't talk about Survivor.
Yeah, we're talking about it at 7.
All right. Yeah.
So prime time, baby.
That's what's coming up in the trash,
that
then.
That is what's coming up in the trash. Oh, is that, we're done?
Do you want more?
I was just surprised because it seemed like a... Coming up in the trash, Survivor.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.